What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? So you know, if you listened to yesterday's episode, that we have our guest star back in today, Frank. So I'm going to go ahead and link him in with us. But guys, I just want to go ahead and catch up with you all first. How are you doing? How are my bugs? If you're not followed yet, make sure you are following now. Hit that notification bell to be notified every time we drop these episodes. And you already know that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tune in with us by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me go ahead and connect him in, y'all. I'll be right back.
Yo.
All right. So we have Frank here connected with us. Frank, introduce yourself.
What's up, internet family? This is Frank, aka Pauls, aka Jamor. Back on this topic of this friends with benefit things. What's going on here?
So we left off talking about, so I believe, let's not quote me here, but I believe you were getting into the fact that you were able to have a friends with benefit opposed to a poly relationship, and you felt like a friends with benefit would benefit you more because although you could be looking for someone, you have this understanding with your friend, with your FWB, that you know, you guys will be exclusively sexual with each other. But I'm curious to know, how could you explore even like trying to find someone, and in the sense of like you're forever someone and you're exclusively sleeping with someone else? And I only ask because you're forever person, like this person that you know you found outside of your FWB, I'm pretty sure that they're gonna right. So please go ahead and like, you know, help us understand how you would work in that, like how could you maneuver that situation?
All right, was that for me? Because I just got back on.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get to hear the beginning of that.
Okay, so I wanted to know, how are you able to have a FWB, but also you're able to find someone like your forever person? Like, how could you be open to finding a forever person if you're you know, with the friends with benefit?
Okay, so the way that I see it is that when you have like friends with benefits and whatnot, is that you and that friend gotta be on the same page. You know what I mean? Like, basically, y'all not looking for a relationship within each other, so y'all just having sexual needs that needs to be met. You know, and hopefully, I mean, like, what I would do, I would like to establish a line of trust that, you know, as we're doing this, we're not going to have sex with anybody else. If we do, we're going to let each other know about it.
Right. So now what I'm saying is, if you have like that, now let's magically say that Walmart trip one day, you meet your forever person, and now your forever person is like a freak and she like trying to get down and dirty, like in the next few months or even like the same day maybe. How are you gonna, like, because you're saying to me that you're building a trust with this FWB. So if you're building a trust with this FWB to where you're not doing it with anyone else, how are you gonna, like, are you gonna turn your forever person down? Like, how is that gonna work?
It's gonna be like a line of communication. Like, For me being a guy, it's hard out here in the dating world, especially, you know, like if you're going to be with somebody forever and the whole nine yards. So majority of the time, I would think if I first meet a female, we're not going to sleep together the same night, unless it's just all type of crazy chemistry or, it's a one night stand. That's usually when stuff like that's happened. And that's what the whole firm of benefits step in at, is to help you curb those urges. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine being single for a year and not having sex for a whole year? You know, you start talking to somebody, you might want to jump their bones a little quicker or faster normally than what you would have if you had a friends with benefits. You know, and the whole objective of the friends with benefits is, you know, to keep us sexually in line while you still seek out your other person. So therefore, the relationship won't just be based off of sex. It'd be more than just that, you know?
Okay. Yeah, but then I think that's a little kind of deceiving. But before I even get into that little deceiving part, I just want to go ahead and say that that is, like, the whole part where you said, like, you know, the whole 9 times out of 10 people wouldn't want to sleep with you on that first day, and then it'll become a forever person. That is not true. I just speak from experience. Everybody here knows that I speak from experience. All my buds, all my boos, y'all know I speak from experience. I am a product of a 13-year marriage. 10-year marriage, 13-year relationship. No, it's not glitz and glams. Everybody that knows me, I'm very authentic. But it was a first night thing, and it definitely turned into clearly a forever thing. Like, he's not going anywhere. Trust me, I try to get him to go all the time, guys, and he's not going anywhere. And clearly I'm not. So, you know, that's not true, Frank. You definitely can meet, and that's why I threw that out there. Like, what if one day you're in Walmart and, like, you just, like, meet that forever person? No, you don't know it's that forever person at that time, but I just feel like you would be passing up your forever person because you have a friends with benefits. And it just seems to me like a friends with benefit would be more important to you as opposed to a you know, forever person. But I want to just get back into the deceiving thing real quick. I say that it's kind of deceiving because it sounds like you're saying you're only building a trust with the FWB. So, because you're only being exclusive and trustworthy with that person. So, when you get with another person and they say to you after a certain amount of time, hey, I want to turn this into more, like, are you just dropping your FWB, or how is that going to work?
I mean, well, each relationship and scenario is different. I mean, does it happen that you can have a right night stand and be with somebody? Of course it happens. Ain't nothing 100% here. You know what I mean? It's more so likely from a gas standpoint of view. I dated a few girls and went on dates with a few girls to where they didn't want to have sex on the first date. Mm-hmm. And that was fact. And there's been girls I've gone out with that we have had sex on the first date. And that was fine too. You know, each thing is different. And the whole building trust and all that with the new person, your forever person, when you feel you meet that person, when you start a new relationship, you let your friends with benefits know, like, hey, I'm engaging in this other person and we're going to try to feel and see where this goes. Now, if you could be truthfully all the way around that new person that you meet, you know, they ask you if you having sex or you seeing anybody or things like that, because that's a normal conversation that adults have. If you could be woman or man enough to be like, no, I'm not in a relationship, but I do have a friend with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that kills all the noise and the miscommunication, everything from the door. You let everybody know what's going on. It's just an open book. It's not about keeping secrets, hiding things, or I'm not going to give you my heart or my feelings because I'm having sex with this person. No, it's nothing like that. It's an upfront, honest type of thing. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to lose your friend. You know what I mean? Usually, if you have friends with benefits, they're going to kind of somewhat your best friend or some level of that. So you don't want to lose that friendship.
I just can't see the friend. How do you not lose that? Because what if it don't? I don't know. Because I guess I'm just too,
like emotional. Like I'm too much. I'm too emotional to like try to create a bond with a friend sexually and not be fully invested, like heart and everything. Like I can't sleep with someone and, you know, like not be like fully like invested. Like we can't just be friends because it's just, I can't. It's just weird.
Okay. Like, yeah, like friends with benefits isn't for everybody. Just like the problem leaf thing isn't for everybody.
Oh, that's so true.
Right. It isn't for everybody. It's just for me. Look, I like them both. They both work for me. Friends with benefits and a poly relationship. They both work for me.
Really?
I'm okay.
So would
with
you
it.
Do another male in a relationship? Since you say poly, because you know there's all kind of poly. So there, yeah. It's not just women and women. So I'm just curious. Is your woman able to have another man in the relationship? Or is this just a you thing where the woman is allowed to just have a woman? I'm curious.
Okay, for me within the dating world, I do not date men.
It's not about you, though. That's the problem with people. The poly is about all parties. So what I'm saying to you, listen to me again. Hold on. Listen to me one more time. If your woman, because y'all both chose to be poly, and she said to you, I don't, you know, want a woman. I would rather a man. Now, how's that going to go?
And I don't want a man. I want a woman. So therefore, poly's not going to work for us.
Well, y'all can't just be polyamorous. And
yeah,
that
just won't work for us. Like just how you said at the beginning, it's for all parties. So if it's for all parties and we're not coming to agreement on something, then it's not for us.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Y'all just would have to be polyamorous everywhere because, yeah, poly, there's three different polys. Like there's multiple poly relationships. But, so you would only deal with a woman and a woman. I can't say that's kind of biased because I would not deal with a man and a man either. It's just so strange. Just so you guys have it, there's from a male's point of view and a woman's point of view. I definitely cannot deal with two men in the bedroom. Now it's for some women. It's for some women.
Yeah, it is. So some women find it disgusting to kiss another woman or to go down on another woman.
I mean, going down
on another woman, then that's what you like to do. You know, all women ain't okay with that.
Yeah, going down is a lot. I ain't gonna lie. That's a lot. See, I could be poly, but I'm not doing all that stuff. I'm just not. I can't.
So then... Your other partner, who's going to be pleased to her?
I just told you, him and me. I'm going to be, like, kissing her. I could kiss her. Like, I could suck on her titties. I could do stuff like that. But I'm not licking nobody's cat.
But that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. The main goal right there. That's the main objective.
He could do that.
Everybody want their private parts touched.
I could touch it. I can't lick it, bro. That's just like, that's not for me. And you know what? I had someone tell me that I was fake bisexual just because I can't do that one thing. Do you think so?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just, what would you expect her to do it to you?
Duh.
If she didn't, how would you feel?
Duh, that's a given.
Well, see, that's a thing. That's kind of...
Well, I'm selfish. Everybody here knows this.
That's kind of ass.
It's true. But you guys, I have excited news. Frank, I got excited news, and I thought I would tell you while we are podcasting.
All right, good. I'm always good for some good news.
And guys, Frank he's the master. I just want you guys to know he's the mastermind behind this idea in the first place. So I found a way that we are able to go live. So instead of you guys just being able to hear us, you'll be able to see clips of us actually creating the content, the actual episode, taking our little sips on our drinks and just having a good old time with these 15 minutes that we kick it with y'all.
Yes.
What you think, Frank?
Yes, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to get this one.
Yeah, maybe a few episodes from now. I'm definitely setting up the room for us. I'm getting some lightings done. It's going to be the big works. It'll be real nice. hopefully we'll be able to also tune in with you guys live, you know, via phone lines. You guys will be able to call in and talk to us in real time.
Right, directly. Yes. Moving on up.
Yeah, we're definitely going up. We're going
like
up.
The Jeffersons up in here. What's going on?
What'd you say?
Feeling like the Jeffersons up in here.
Oh God, the Jeffersons. I was feeling good times. You used to bring the Jeffersons. I don't really do. Maybe I like good times. You don't think good times?
Yeah, I love good times too.
It's better. It is better.
It was just George Jefferson, you know, moving on up.
To the
Upper East Side, you know?
Yeah. No. I never really watched that show, to be honest.
Oh man, we gotta get you on. Is that Faith in that family?
I've never watched that.
You should make
her
watch the full week of the Jeffersons.
No, I think they got it on Hulu. I'll try to binge it tomorrow. All right, you guys, my dogs are going wild. I gotta go because they want some attention. Frank, tell the people.
Yo, once again, thank y'all for kicking it with us today. Please tune in next time we have our station going our thing. Please leave your questions, anything that you have for us. Come on, be involved. Let's talk about it. Sex Only Radio. Yeah.
Let's go. Get active. We'll see y'all next episode, which is Monday. Y'all already know. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays by 6 p.m. Get with it or get lost.